Okay. That worked. Basically, what I've been asked to do is do a little talk on blogging and podcasting. I don't intend to tell you how to write a blog. I don't intend to tell you or show you how to produce a podcast. What I just want to do is to show you what can be done, because everybody's busy, everybody's a hard-working teacher and whatnot, and you can do it. If you're interested and you want to do it, you can do it. It's not that difficult, honestly. I went to the same conference, Communicate 06, or as we were told, it should be Communicate.06, and really was, for once in my life, at one of these conferences, I was inspired totally. It just really got me going. And I just started from there, and kind of, as Anne has said, I've not really stopped. Maybe gone a bit overboard, I don't know, but I've just got kind of excited about the whole idea. So, look at a brief guide for podcasting for busy teachers. So what's a blog? A blog is short for web blog. That's what it started off as. A website where entries are made and displayed in a reverse chronological order. That was the definition from Wikipedia. I think of it as a blog, when it comes up, I basically think of a blog as just anything. It's a website where you can publish what you want, and you can publish it to the whole wide world, or you can keep it private. It's entirely up to you. You can publish pictures, you can publish writing, you can publish audio files, you can publish videos. It's a publishing site, basically. And there's numerous sites that host blogs for you to find whichever one you want. But essentially, that's what I feel is a blog. That's my own personal definition of one. This, as I put up on the screen, that's the definition from Wikipedia. What can you use them for? Anything, really, as I've just said. I've got, I think, five sort of blogs at the moment I'm currently trying to run. One of them looks at promoting the department and school activities. One, I started off as what I called a homework blog, where I was just posting details of homework, but it's kind of graduated into more a resource bank, where I've posted both documents, but also audio file, podcasts of vocabulary and things like that. There's another one where I set it up as an AIFL peer assessment project, which seems to be working quite well as well. I'll show these in a minute if everything works. I've also got my own personal reflection one, which I'm actually finding quite useful just for myself, just to think about what I'm doing, how it's affecting my work, but just general any other thoughts and things like that. Also, an enterprise activity. I set up, but with all this, I also set up school internet radio thing. Got some enterprise funding for it. So this is just another. It's essentially a radio show hosted on a blog. And I put up collaborative blogging. That's Sabrina Blanc, my colleague at the school, who's done more of this collaborative blogging than I have. And she's. I'm just going to show you a screenshot from her blog as well. So just to show it, promote departmental activities. I don't know whether some of you might have seen these if this decides to work and come up. Particularly those who are involved in the Rencontre Théâtrale. I think I posted you all a link to this, where I was able to post all the recordings and some slideshows from that day that we hosted at the Gordon Schools. And it's the blog, basically there, it hosts the languages work project that we have every year at the Gordon Schools, details from school trips and things like that. It just posts information, photographs, audio files and everything from these kinds of activities. First Bank. This is where, I don't know whether any of you have seen it, but it contains vocabulary, podcast versions of the vocabulary guides that we use to accompany Metro and Logo. So if any of you want to use any of the resources that are on here, you are free to do so. This is a publicly available open website. You are free to download them, free to use them whenever you want, however often you want. The podcasts of the vocabulary guides are vocabulary guides that were produced by the teachers in the department before I arrived, and I've just simply recorded them, or I've asked somebody else to record them. and they go up, they're hand in hand with Logo, they're hand in hand with Metro. Not got every chapter, not got every unit yet. That's it, it is a work in progress, but there is information on there. If you want to, if you listen to it and you want to use it, don't reinvent the wheel, use them. If you feel you can improve them, improve upon them, whatever. It is a work in progress at the moment. It needs a little bit of sorting out, I have to admit. But I've had a little bit of feedback from students who said they've used some of the resources for the revision and they really did find it useful. And they said in the third year exams that we just have, one or two have said that they used some of the resources, especially the listening resources, and they found it helped them a little bit when it came to the listening exam. So, you know, it can only be good. This last post that's on it here, that I did this yesterday, gives some S3 vocabulary learning of shops to do. One up around and said, but we never hear how a lot of these words are presented. So I went off into the office, recorded the vocabulary onto my phone, Bluetoothed it to the, if you know what Bluetooth is, wireless transmission on mobile phones, Bluetoothed it to anybody who had the Bluetooth phone with them in the classroom, and then just for the rest of them, if they had internet access, uploaded it onto the web, and if not, I'll put it onto a CD for them on Monday when we're back at school. So it was literally as easy as that. I'd 75% of the class who had the phones and had the audio resource with them there and then. Assessment is for learning, peer assessment. I set this up just because I hate doing speaking tests. I think they're so dry and boring. Not only for us, but for the kids as well. So I thought, what could we do? What could I do to make it a bit more interesting? So initially it was set up for an S3 speaking test, a role play set in a restaurant, I think. I can't remember the exact details. And it was a paired role play. And basically I said I was going to record it, post it on the blog. But part of the homework was not only to learn it, but they had to go away and listen to at least two other recordings and leave comments on them based on the idea of two stars and a wish. Assessment is for learning, so they had to think of two good things about it and one not so good thing about it. And I think most of them stumbled on the first two recordings and left comments about that, but every single child in the class of 22 left comments about other people's work. So they actually critically listened to other people's work, which I thought was fantastic, and they actually quite liked it. They enjoyed listening to the mates' work and sometimes giving a bit of a ribbon or something like that. But in general, they did, you know, they really liked it. And then I've done some more stuff with, and Brian mentioned, a colleague at the table down there mentioned he's got a class who do stand up and do PowerPoint presentations. One of the things I did with my second year was I asked them, as a speaking test, they had to do a presentation of some sort, some description involving some kind of multimedia. Not only to work on the language skills, but also to work on the presentation skills, because it's a skill that can be used, you know, throughout their life. And both in French and German, they produced presentations which I recorded and have also been placed on this website, and have also had comments left about them. I'll give you an example. So you can see there, 41 comments left on this particular post from peers, basically. So not quite two stars and a wish, though, I have to admit, but I'm just happy with the fact that they commented on them. And yes, bonjour, me thinkies that Maris was très bien French. But they're listening to the mate's work and they're commenting on the mate's work, and it's hopefully helping them think about their own work at the same time. So that was my kind of attempt at peer assessment. My reflective blog. I hope this post isn't a rant, because I've had a couple of rants recently. Consumerism is crap with one. it is a rant. Read an article about it's based on Tony Blair's son's going off to do this Teach First thing, where he gets 6 weeks intensive teacher training, then goes to work in an inner city school in London and changes everything. So I had a rant about that. But this is essentially, this one is where I look at some of the things I've done, decide where, and just, it's essentially, I talk to myself in a way, thinking about how I how I'm working and what things I need to be doing and how I do things better. Particularly because I decided I wanted to, rather than go the chartered teacher route, I'm interested in this professional recognition for some of this work I'm doing. So this is one way of organising my thoughts and thinking about what I'm doing in order when I come to fill in the forms, I've got the information there. I don't get very many people looking at this, so make a note of the web address and leave me comments and make me feel better, because I have a little map over in the corner there which tells me how many people are looking at it. It's quite sad really. But and this was just the enterprise activity one, TGSI, the Gordon Schools Internet Radio Station. We have one or two kids who are quite involved in it, so lots of different music shows, politics shows, art shows and all that kind of stuff. Just an enterprise activity more than anything else, it seems to go down quite well. And then we have Sabrina's collaborative blog, which I'm trying to get into. It seems to work better. Sabrina uses Blogger and I'm using Typepad. From what I can see, it seems to work a little bit better on Blogger than it does on Typepad, this collaborative blogging, because Typepad's a paying service. And it seems to want, if you invite a guest author to a blog, it seems to want payment from them, which I disagree with. But so Sabrina, each one of your kids has their own sub-blog of this blog? Oh yeah, just down here, yeah. And they can invite other members of the class or Sabrina herself to be members of that blog as well. And you produce pieces of writing together and exercises and things like that. So it's a whole, you can create whole networks with these things, each person working together. I've been invited to a conference in Graz at the beginning of June through European Centre for Modern Languages, which is like the European umbrella group for the equivalent of SILT and Scottish SILT. And the workshop is about collaborative blogging, so at some point I'll be posting my information, and maybe whether I get a chance to do a workshop or somewhere, whether locally or even just in school, about collaborative blogging. I'm really looking forward to that, to finding out more about that that side of blogging. Now, with blogging, I thought hand in hand was this idea of podcasting. You hear about them all the time on the news. Each radio news show has their own podcast that you can download. BBC Breakfast has its own video podcast you can download, and you know. But sometimes you might think, what are they? Basically, it's an audio file. But the only difference being that a podcast is like traceable. And it's got this thing called a feed. And basically, if you subscribe to this feed, this podcast, any episode of this podcast finds its way to you if you subscribe to this feed. And that's the difference. But essentially, it can be an audio file or it can be a video file. And that's as simple as it gets. What can be done? Your imagination is your own boundary, really. You know, it's entirely. I've thought of some things, and I've shown some examples in a moment about what you can do as for podcasts, radio shows, just simple recorded conversations, vocabulary guides, grammar guides. Speaking test exemplars. These are just a few things I thought of. And I'll just show you a few examples. I won't play through the whole way through of each example, but just to give you an idea. This was a second year presentations again. This was a student, and she did the talk in real time with a PowerPoint, which I managed to sort of capture. And basically, well, it was an absolutely fantastic presentation.
Le meilleur jeu quand j'ai de ma vie était quand je suis allé en France. Je suis allé en juillet 2006. Je suis allé à Marseille en avion avec mes amis. Nous sommes allés à la plage. C'était très chaud. Nous avons joué au volleyball. Nous avons gagné. Aussi, nous sommes allés à la piscine dans la mer.
Just basically give you an idea. This is a vocabulary guide.
This is the Gordon School Modern Languages Department French Vocabulary Guide podcast for S2. This podcast goes into greater detail about how to describe yourself and your family.
Kids love listening to me after school and all.
It will enable you to talk about where you live, what nationality you are, where...
They can get the basic idea. This is kids' work. The idea of this was that they had to produce a radio show talking about what they do in their free time. So they each split them into groups and they each had their own little idea, and I put the groups together and basically put a really strong student in every group to be the producer, so that person had all the power of the radio producer, and I was really, really over the moon about how well it worked. They did some really, really good work. And I did a similar thing when we had some snow days and not all the kids came into school. We had collapsed classes, and I thought, what can we do? So we just 25 kids in the class who'd not usually work together, so we'd split them up into groups and they made a radio show in a day, well, in one lesson, and then it was recorded in the next lesson. It really, really worked really well. Practice speaking test exemplar with the German assistant.
Guten Tag, Judith, wie geht's?
Hallo Adam, danke, es geht mir gut mit dir.
Oh, sehr gut, danke. Also, wie heißt deine Schule?
Meine Schule heißt...
So this is just preparation for the S4 speaking test, so that you have an idea of what sort of vocabulary to use. And this is, many of you might know Mark Pendleton and Partners in Excellence, and the Verbcast, French Verbcast podcast that he produced. He produces lots of other Spanish ones, even got a Chinese one as well. How do you do it? This is the big one. Oh, that sounds great, but how do you do it? I have to admit, it took me ages. After hearing about these things, it took me ages to work out how to do it properly. First of all, you basically need some kind of recording program with a computer. Audacity is the free one that you can download off the web. It comes with instructions, but there are instructions available on YouTube and things like that. There's an instruction video and whatnot where you can actually shows you how to use Audacity. Because I've got the Apple laptop, I use GarageBand, which is a bit more singing, dancing, a bit more sexy than Audacity, because you've heard on the podcast all the music and stuff like that. That's all copyright free music that's contained within the GarageBand program, so you can use it perfectly without any worry about getting nicked for infringing somebody's copyright. A microphone, better off with a USB microphone that you can plug into your computer or laptop. And if you've sussed out Audacity or GarageBand, it's literally as easy as that. You speak and it records. Well, you press the button to record it, but you speak and it records. Hopefully we'll see that it's recorded on GarageBand when I'm finished. Computer and broadband connection, obviously you can't, it's very, at the beginning I was having problems because at home I didn't have a broadband connection, and then at school wasn't worth it because Windows 98 is rubbish for these kind of things. This is the one big problem that we all face for a lot of these things. It's all great and it's all fun, but sometimes the infrastructure within schools does not allow it, and I've gone through hoops trying to post things onto the web. I've recorded them at home on the laptop. Because the laptop isn't compatible with RM, and it never will be, I have to put the recording onto a flash drive, then I have to go to a classroom, not my own classroom because I've got Windows 98, but the new network in school, which has USB ports on the computers, and load it up from there. So at first I was having a bit of a nightmare trying to do it, but we got through it because I was interested in it. I'd sort of forced myself to get over the challenges. Basically, a blog will host something like a Typepad blog. You might all be aware of the MFLE bloggers, the blog set up by Ewan McIntosh that you can all have access to. It's free, any modern language teacher can set up a blog there. Time and inspiration, that's a big thing obviously. I've created time for myself because I really enjoy doing it, and I've used, I don't know how many multiples of my 35 hours CPD have gone into this because I'm interested in it. But you don't have to go into it as in depth as I have, but I find it interesting, and I think the kids in general that I've been using these things with have found it interesting. Why should you bother? Coming onto that nicely. It is actually fun doing these presentations and things like that, and doing the radio shows. There's a week where I wasn't teaching, I was merely facilitating. I gave them the ideas and I set the parameters of what I wanted them to do, the information I wanted the kids to include, and then said, right, the producer on each table, strong student, strong character, not only strong languages, they were in charge of their group. And I just went around, if there are any problems that cropped up, linguistic problems and things like that, I was there to help. But I didn't teach for that week with the second years, and it was fantastic, and they produced their own work and they really, really enjoyed it. It's productive. You are, if you're producing something written on a blog, you're producing something that other people can see. And it's amazing what that does for quality of work. When the kids know that, for example, if they're doing the writing, if they know that somebody else can see it, they up the game a little bit. If they're recording a radio show or something, the pronunciation improves, and the effort they put in to speak improves if they know that there's an opportunity of somebody in Dar es Salaam who's got an internet connection can actually hear it if they come across that recording. It's motivating. It does same idea. It's motivating. I find it motivates the students, and in a sense, it's motivated me because it's got me out of the textbook. Again, it's got me away from fixing the textbook or worksheets or whatnot. It's another way. And I'm finding it more motivating, and I'm more inspired to think of different ways of, say, doing speaking tests and whatnot with the advent of this kind of technology. It's challenging. I won't say it's easy. It's not easy. It's not easy to come up with this stuff. And sometimes, although I'm painting a rosy picture of some of the radio show things, one class it worked well, one class it didn't work quite so well with, because some of the groups just didn't seem to get along or didn't seem to do the work, and it took a lot of cajoling and a lot of ushering to do it. It doesn't always work. It's not always going to work, and sometimes you're going to fail. We shouldn't be scared of failure, I don't think. I've tried some things and messed them up and they've not worked. Like I tried a wiki page and it's not really worked at all. Didn't work out, I imagine, but oh well. Nothing lost, nobody's died on it. It's just an experiment. How will I improve it next time? That's what my thought is. And you're using the same kit, the same tech as students are. Students are using Bebo every day, students are using MSN every day, students are using MySpace or whatever. A blog is exactly the same. They don't like to call it a blog, but it's what it is. All the social web stuff, it's blogs and things like that, and you're using the same things as they are, and quite often, they might not know the technical ins and outs. I don't know the technical ins and outs of these things, but they know how to post a video, they know how to post a slideshow, they know how to do this and how to do that. So I mean, that was the blogs and the podcasting stuff. I mean, I've also done digital video things as well. I've been doing little bits of filming here and there, which that does take time, but it is quite fun. And the end of this time last year, a second year group, I took out and we made a film basically to promote Huntley as a tourist destination to speakers of French and to speakers of German. I'll just show you a little clip of the German one that I did. No, I have to press play. One of my students did the bagpipes as well.
Hello, ich heiße Lucy.
Hello, ich heiße Sarah.
As seen in Huntley, I'm out of slot.
Some of the language wasn't brilliant, but
thank you.
So they have the ideas. I didn't come up with the idea for the ghost story and whatnot, but that was entirely their idea. And I think they did a cracking job in it. I went down with a video recorder to record kind of what was going on, but they did the filming as well. And it worked really well, but it does take an awful lot of time. But particularly things like second year, where sometimes they seem to be getting a little bit lacking in motivation. Something like this, if you can take the time off from the textbook and whatnot, it's well worth it, because they came back and they were really excited after doing that and worked quite well afterwards towards the end of the term. Right, I just want to see if this thing is recorded or not.